Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, I feel like I really need to separate you two right now because the energy that's in that corner of the room.
This is awesome.
There is nothing but trouble happening right over
there. I love Laura Ulrich. If
she doesn't knock you out by the end of this show.
High
five.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, imperial, smooth, cash coffee stout.
Oh, that's smooth.
Ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, St. Kenneth, our craft beer evangelist.
Bless you.
And our friends from the Pink Boots Society. Laura, it's so good to see your smiling face back in our new studios.
What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, make sure she keep her smiling for all of our sakes. Just keep Laura smiling.
Why? What are you afraid of? My reputation?
Yeah, for being difficult, Kenneth.
For being like the time I took your mop off the brewery floor.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Please don't touch my stuff.
Also from Pink Boots, we've got Nicole and Kelly. And then, Ken, I recognize this face you brought in over here.
That's none other than Jen Carraba.
You recognize her from PCH. I mean, you're always hanging out with this one.
I'm always hanging out at PCH, and so is Jen.
I'm kind of a big deal. It's my home away from home.
It is her home.
In fact, we're going to be talking about later on in the program something you've got going on this weekend. But, I mean, we're here. Let's drink some beer. You guys have been diligently working on collaborations since when? I mean, I feel like Pink Boots beers have been coming out every week for the last 3 months.
It would appear that way.
For about 5 years. That's all right.
Yeah, this is the fifth year we've been doing these collaborations, which is super cool.
Awesome.
And this year we did something different with YCH. We have Kelly here, who's not only a Pink Boots member, but also works for YCH.
So what is YCH?
Yakima Chief Hop Union. We're owned by growers. We're a hop growing company.
It's a hop growing.
Is it like
a hop co-op?
It's a hop growing cartel in Washington State.
We are not a cartel, sir.
This year at Great American Beer Festival, we all got together during our annual meeting and we did a hop rub with YCH and came up with our own blend of hops.
So is that like where you rub the hops together in your hands, you smell the oils, and you see what the profile
is? I totally thought it was something else.
That's why I had to clarify it before you opened your mouth.
No,
sir.
So Kelly actually had this brilliant idea of what to do and kind of came to us and said, hey, how would you guys feel about this? And we're like, well, yeah, that'd be rad. And we did it at GABF and it was spectacular. The women not only got to see what it takes for going through the hop process of like selecting hops, but then we also got a chance to put the blend together right then and there. And we took it and gave it to Kelly and Kelly took it back to YCH. Then they took the hops and they made a blend for us.
Wow. So basically breweries could buy this blend and make beers however they wanted to make
whatever
with the hop blend.
Yep.
Wow. And then a portion of the proceeds from that will go back to Pink Boots.
Yes.
That is so cool. But I want to talk about this beer because there's something in this. What am I smelling in there?
So hopefully you're smelling the hops, but there's also, so this is Ballast Point Little Italy's Unite Exotic Blonde Ale with cacao juice. So I think that tartness, that melon kind of kiwi character is cacao juice. Medium body, the beer will keep you refreshed and provide a light malt backdrop to display the delicate flower of jasmine.
Yeah, jasmine.
Do you get kiwi light florals, like flavor, sorry, from cacao fruit juice?
There's a tart.
The kiwi is the first thing that stood out to me.
All right, so.
But there's an earthiness in there.
So the hops are going to give you notes of like the citrus, the mango, the green watermelon, the dank hoppiness. But the cacao juice is giving you that kiwi tartness. You'd never think you'd get that from chocolate, right?
No. That's why I was confused by what I was getting out of
this
beer.
So was I. So we actually got to taste this last week at our Pink Boots meeting at Ballast Point, and they had offered it to us, and I was just so tripped out by cacao juice tasting like this that I'm actually trying to source it.
I want some cacao juice kombucha.
Do my own beer.
Mm. Cacao juice kombucha.
So is this available right now? Is this something we can go get their tasting room and give back Pink Boots while we drink it?
Yes, I believe it is. You can get it at Homebrew Mart and Little Italy.
Mm, this is definitely
probably also at the main location up in Miramar.
You want to start off with some Motley Crue because you want to rock?
Hell yeah.
It's girls, girls, girls. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Laura, song for you, Joan Jett, Bad Reputation. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9.
But I'm so not what that mean? Am I Ken?
She's within punching distance. I'm going to say, yeah, you are.
I can right. smart off because I'm across the board.
Yeah. I have very high standards. That's what it is.
I love you for that. It's a rock and roll happy hour at Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends from Pink Boot Society, Laura, Nicole, Kelly. Now, Ken, let's talk about Pink Boots for a second, because I got lost at the beginning of the program because I know what Pink Boots is. What is Pink Boots?
It promotes brewing education among women brewers. I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Laura can't talk right now. However, what she would like to say is that the Pink Boots Society, so we're actually, this is our 11th year we've been around now, and we're an international nonprofit to help support women in the beer industry and further their education and careers. Yeah, we're offering over 20 scholarships a year to women.
Wow, so not just moral support. This is like financial support to promote their careers in brewing.
Empowering the lady.
Yeah, empower the ladies. That's what I say.
And you guys have your own hop blend that you've pushed out to breweries this year that are making beers for you guys. We start off the program with one made locally, Ballast Point Little Italy, the Unite Exotic Blonde. So this next beer, this is a Firestone Walker beer.
It's pretty exciting because they took the Union Jack formula and turned it into Union Jane.
This is so good.
It is. It's wonderful, right?
So this is basically the Union Jack recipe with your hop blend.
Yes.
Can I be completely honest with you right now?
Mm-hmm.
This is so much better than Union Jack.
I got to say.
Thank you.
In all due respect to our friends up on the Central Coast,
this is so good.
Really, really good.
The flavors the pale, like that maltiness are coming through, but then there's also the aromatics of like the hops. It's like, it's really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, we had a Union Jack on at PCH earlier this week, which is a great beer, just a great solid IPA. This kicks it up a notch for sure.
Yeah, this would actually make me drink that beer more than, you know, once or twice a decade. But I mean, we're not going to pick on beers from other places.
No, it's the aroma. It's so much more tropical and inviting.
But this isn't available in San Diego. We would actually have to go to their tasting room to drink this right now, right?
Yeah, you would need to go to their the Propagator in Venice Beach in L.A. or up north, from what I understand.
You know what? It would actually be worth a drive to L.A., and I don't endorse going up north to hell that often, but for this beer, I would go to hell and come back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good testament to this. It is really nice. I think the blend speaks for itself in here with the floral, fruity notes, kind of just offering a different palette for this beer, so very...
I want to talk about what you have in this blend, but I want to do that over our next beer. We're going to take a break when we come back. Some Beastie Boys and Tom Petty on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. You know, you two really are like brother and sister. It's a little scary. Yeah. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with our friends from Pink Boots Society. We've got Kelly, Nicole, and Laura here. And Laura and Ken, I mean, you could totally tell you guys worked together for what, like 15 years?
It only seemed like 20.
Oh, the Pink Boots Society beers we're drinking tonight were made by a variety of different breweries that are using the Pink Boots hot blend. Started off the program with something from Ballast Point. We just had the Firestone Walker Union Jane. And now we go local to Stone.
What is the blend?
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to get into, the blend. So you guys said that when you met up and you made the blend, you did the hop rub. What ended up going into the blend?
Simcoe.
Okay.
Citra. Mosaic.
Laurel.
Palisade. And it was 30-30-30, Laurel, Palisade, Citra, 5-5, Mosaic, Simcoe.
Yeah, I just wanted a touch.
Just a little hint.
And that's where I think you're getting a lot of the fruity flavors from, and some of the citrus, like more citrusy, instead of it being really dank. It's a pretty bright blend.
Right, so I think that's one of the reasons why Stone chose to make a red IPA at Liberty Station, was so that we could add them as a late addition and not have it be such a bitter bomb, but use the hops in more of a...
Wait, Stone steered away from a bitter bomb? What is going on here?
For once.
So the beer you just poured out is the Stone beer. The name of it I love. It's called Pama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah.
Boom. It's a red IPA with pomegranate.
Yes.
And the Pink Boots hop blend.
Yes, of course. Everything is going to use the Pink Boots blend. But this one, you should get a little bit of the chocolate from the red IPA. And then it's all late addition. So we didn't put anything in bitterness in the bittering hops. So it's all like the last minute hops. And
well, you get the chocolate sails right through the middle of it. And then you get that tart kind of fruitiness
from
off the back end.
Yep. And one of the reasons we chose pomegranates, because we had 40 women from Stone sign up to do the brew day. We actually had to split it up in 2 days, because that's what Chris does at Liberty Station. And we wanted something for the women to do.
What, break open and see pomegranates?
Yeah, I think people don't realize that brewing is a whole lot of, like, a little bit of work here, and then a whole lot of cleaning, and then a little bit of work here.
And a whole lot of
cleaning. And then, like, a whole lot of standing. I mean, the brewers aren't standing, but I'm saying there's, like, gaps in time. And so when you have 40 people that don't really know what's going on, and you're trying to explain to them, people are going to section off. So we wanted something that would, like, keep them active and, like, motivated to do something. So we thought pomegranates.
That'll keep them occupied.
Right?
Gives the fruit to crack. Open.
Juicing each one of those little seeds is such a pain in the ass.
That's what we did, and it was pretty rad. It was pretty awesome to see. We have some rad photos on Facebook of, like, the women chopping up these pomegranates and then trying to make a molasses. It didn't come out the best that we wanted, but that's all right. We also had some pom juice. I wonder where we got it from.
Mm. Mm.
No comment.
Wait, isn't your new CEO from Pom? Oh, wait. Somebody started my song. Here's Best Coast. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, we're outnumbered. I don't think we've ever had this much fun in the studio in one night.
This is a rockin' time.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, our San Diego craft beer saint, Mr. Ken Wright, and the ladies from the Pink Boot Society, Kelly, Nicole, and Laura, drinking some beers that they helped create the hot blend for. And the best part about it is all the beers we're drinking are helping women in craft beer through scholarships and all kinds of amazing things. Also, something else that's going on. I know, Ken, you put in most of your time at PCH these days.
And I do.
You come out here and hang out with me on Friday nights.
Burgers
and
beer. PCH stands for Pretty Cool Hangout.
The old school Alt 94.9ers know Jen and know that, you know, PCH is her second home. And
Warriors unite.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah, Jen is like she was like a FM 94.9 stalker.
I was a groupie.
I wouldn't say stalker. She's part of the family. Oh, you are part of the family.
Yeah. Well, you know, she stalked her way into the family.
Yes, I did.
Now, you've got something going on.
I do.
It's your home away from home. That's happening tomorrow, and this is very near and dear to your heart.
Yes, this is a kind of a big deal, as am I. PCH is hosting my fundraiser for me during this fundraiser.
It's not a fundraiser for Jen.
Part of it's going to go towards my sister's GoFundMe, who is struggling with breast cancer right now, and the other half is going towards the Keep a Breast Foundation. Speaking of people supporting ladies that drink beer, really? I mean, yeah.
There you go.
We are having a huge old fundraiser at PCH. They're donating two beers. The Straight Edge Salon right next door is going to be chopping my hair off.
She's going to shave her. And for those that you can't see Jen right now, but she's got really, really long hair.
I got 15 inches of gorgeousness on top of this head.
15 inches of gorgeousness. That reminds me.
Wait. Wasn't that your cellmate in prison? Yeah, your mic is off. You're going to shave your head?
Yes.
That is badass. This is all happening tomorrow between noon and 4 at PCH, right?
Correct.
And if we want to donate, we can come down. Can we get our head shaved as well?
You sure can. Everyone's going to be there. I think that my dad's going to be doing it. Colin, Gebhard.
The little Viking.
I was going to say, but he's
Mammoth.
He usually shaves his hair every, what, 3 or 4 years anyways?
About every 18 months to 2 years, he donates his hair. He grows it out just to donate it.
And it's really cool because he's actually got an eagle tattoo on his scalp. And you can only see it once a year when he shaves his head.
He's donated his hair 5 times now, and right now it is not long enough to donate, so he is going to be shaving his beard, which is just as big of a deal.
Whoa.
We were actually thinking that we could make firkins out of it.
Yeah, firkins.
Wouldn't it be a merkin?
Wouldn't it be a merkin?
You don't want a merkin in your firkin.
Well, let me just. Thanks, Jen, for being a part of the broadcast today. Security will see you out. And who's got our next beer? Oh, look, it's Dirty Boots. This is the one that you guys did with Fall, right?
Yes. So you can't call this one. It's an unfiltered double IPA because it's not quite hazy, right?
No. It is delicious for a double IPA. That's relatively smooth. That's dangerous. What's the ABV on that?
8.4.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Extra dangerous.
Whoa.
It sneaks up.
Mm. Now, you were drinking this a minute ago, Jen. Now I understand why you're crazy like that. Yeah. You know what?
That's my excuse.
Because you had dirty boots.
Because I had some
dirty boots. Ooh. Ooh. We should play some Sonic Youth. Let's do that next.
Yeah.
Anytime Ken starts talking about hot dogs, I know that he's had a little too much to drink tonight. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Aleworks, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respecto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach. Their rich and smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. As you can tell, there is a lot of chaos going on in the studio tonight. And of course, we've had some really delicious beers to go along with our Pink Boots friends. We've had Falls Dirty Boots, we've had Stones, Pama Said Knock You Out, Firestone Walker, Union Jane IPA, and Ballast Point Unite Exotic. So everything you guys do, every beer we drink helps you guys out. And this last beer, I've been dying dying to taste because just the name on it alone, this comes from Transplants. Where's Transplants from?
Technically, Palmdale. You
but
know.
This is mango coconut rice ale. Now, is this using your hop blend?
They did not use a hop blend, but that was not a requirement of the Pink Boots Brew Day. We wanted to have all people represented in this Pink Boots Brew Day, and they were kind enough to send us some beer down from Palmdale. And they went really, like, you know, kind of avant-garde with their mango coconut sticky rice ale.
So I'm getting
very
a lot
creative.
How do I describe this? It's grainy. I feel like I'm really drinking a glass of rice with mangoes.
Yeah, it's kind of like green tea-esque to me. Like if you steep that tea bag, like a little bit.
I love green tea, and there is one specific blend that has puffed rice in it. It's a little bit like popcorn-ish.
Yes,
not in
popcorn.
An off-flavor way, but in an actual wanted it to be that way way.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like drinking tea. Like green tea puff rice beer.
And then the mangoes,
they actually put 200 pounds of mangoes into the end of the fermentation to add the mango flavor. And you do get the fresh mango. It's subtle, but it's there. And it's a really interesting brewery out in the middle of freaking
Palmdale.
Definitely not hopped.
Palmdale, the Paris of the Antelope Valley.
So if we want to find out more information for Pink Boots, where do we dig you guys up at?
At www.pinkboots.
you don't have to say www anymore.
It's on the internet.
That ain't how the internet works now.
Google.
We don't need no. We don't know the www.
Laura's showing her age there.
Took the word right out of my mouth.
I was going to say she's only 23.
Pinkbootssociety.org.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Nicole.
Queen over there. She's good with the word. Let's get her good with the document.
All right. So it sounds like the industry secrets are out. We're done. Alexia's in next, and you wanted to end up some yes. Heads will roll. You guys, trouble. It's all 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.